Spot ETF inflows. Top 1.3 B in a week as BTC, ETH, SOL, XRP all gain. U.S. spot crypto exchange traded funds took in more than $1.3 billion in net new money last week, with Bitcoin, Ether, Solana, and XRP products all finishing net positive, according to weekly flow figures shared by Cointelegraph on August 10, 2026. Bitcoin funds led with $853.54 million in net inflows, followed by $244.94 million into Ether products, with Solana and XRP ETFs adding the balance. The buying arrived during a quiet stretch for prices. As of August 10, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $64,947, up 0.3% on the day and 3.5% over the week. Ether sat at $19,914, up 3.3% on the week, Solana at $76.50, and XRP at $1.03, the only laggard of the group, down 3.6% over 7 days. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 40, still in neutral territory. So the inflows came without a matching price surge, which tells you more about who was buying than a green candle would. Steady allocation, not a chase. Fund flows and price action usually move together during retail-driven rallies. Last week, they did not. Over $1.3 billion entered these products, while spot prices moved a few percentage points at most. That gap points to scheduled, allocation-driven buying rather than momentum chasing. Institutional desks and registered advisors rebalance on calendars, not candles. When a model portfolio assigns a fixed percentage to a Bitcoin or Ether ETF, inflows continue regardless of whether the tape is exciting that week. Bitcoin capturing roughly two-thirds of the total, $853.54 million of the $1.3 billion plus, fits the pattern. The largest, most liquid asset absorbs the biggest tickets first. The presence of Solana and XRP funds in the net positive column matters for a different reason. A year ago, the spot ETF conversation was Bitcoin, then Bitcoin and Ether. Four assets pulling positive flows in the same week shows the wrapper has widened beyond the first two names, even if the dollar amounts for the newer products remain a fraction of Bitcoin's. XRP inflows against a falling price. XRP is the odd entry here. Its ETFs took in fresh money, while the token dropped 3.6% over the week to $1.03. Buying a fund whose underlying asset is falling is the clearest signal in the data set that these are positioned longer horizon allocations rather than reactive trades. Someone adding XRP exposure on a down week is not trading the weekly chart. That said, 1 week of flows is a snapshot, not a trend. Weekly ETF numbers swing hard, and a single large redemption can flip a fund from net positive to net negative in days. Treat the $1.3 billion as one strong week, not confirmation of a durable rotation into altcoin ETFs. The spending side connection ETF inflows and crypto card usage sit at opposite ends of the same holdings. Money going into a spot ETF is exposure a holder cannot spend at a checkout. It is locked inside a brokerage wrapper, redeemable only for cash through the fund. That is the trade-off regulated ETF access buys, custody and reporting handled for you, liquidity confined to market hours, and a brokerage account. Holders who want their coins to stay spendable take the other path. A self-custody card that pulls directly from their own wallet or a stablecoin spending setup that converts at the point of sale. The ETF investor optimizes for clean tax lots and hands-off custody. The card user optimizes for spending straight from their own keys. Both are reasonable, and plenty of people run both. ETF shares in the brokerage for the long hold, a card wired to a hot wallet for daily use. The macro backdrop is the same for both. In the United States, spot ETFs are the dominant on-ramp for traditional money, while cards remain the everyday off-ramp. A week where more than $1.3 billion flows into the former while prices stay flat suggests the on-ramp is still open and being used, which is the base condition any card spending strategy quietly depends on.